Today is a hope. Today, you got me confused here. Today is a day of hope and promise. I'm hoping I'm getting through this today. That's all I'm hoping for. The commencement ceremony is one of the proudest moments in a student's life, and perhaps even more so in the life of his or her family. It's also a proud moment for the university. Each of you graduates is a walking success story for us. You're the proof that everything we work so hard for, all that striving for excellence, is worth it. So believe me when I tell you what a wonderful pleasure it is to be among the very first to congratulate you. Congratulations. Of course, now that you're college graduates, you're required to cultivate fond memories and post them on Facebook. Let the nostalgia begin right now. But remember one thing. Your employers have computers too, so choose your memories carefully. And speaking of memories, let's think back on some of the milestones in your college career. As of now, right now, you're concluding perhaps your 700th day as a UConn student. You've taken the last of your 200-plus examinations, turned in at least nearly 100 papers. You sat through some 2,000 hours of classes, didn't you? Sat through all 2,000? You've sent and received thousands of emails, texts, tweets. You've covered at least 300 miles getting from place to place on the UConn campus, and you've eaten more than 3,000 meals, including more than 1,000 pizzas. You've gained weight. You bet. Many of you, sadly, have suffered a broken heart during your time here. Some of you may have had your heart broken two or even three times. Many of you have gotten your first tattoo. Some may have gotten two or three tattoos, depending, no doubt, on how many times your heart's been broken. And no matter how many tattoos you've gotten, one thing is for sure, your mother has hated every single one of them. Well, Mom, as much as I support the arts, I'm not responsible for your son's or daughter's tattoos or piercings, for that matter. No, no. You can blame all of that on their tried and true friends, who told your son, by the way, that his ex-girlfriend really wasn't worth the heartbreak and that an eagle soaring over a canyon on his left bicep would definitely symbolize his ability to get over her and move on. With or without body art, and probably with quite a lot by now. Graduates, you'll move on, but your friendships that you've made here over the years will endure, I promise you that, including my friendship for each and every one of you. Nothing spans distance or time like a good friendship, not even an eagle soaring over a canyon on your bicep. But now the time has come for you to soar. What will you do next? No doubt that question has caused you a little bit of anxiety, since you would like to be going in one direction and the economy seems reluctant to go with you. While you've been studying this last year or so, financial markets have begun to stabilize. That's good news, but unemployment remains high. Employment figures have remained, in fact, stubborn. This is not what you expected as you begin your life's journey after UConn. But another generation faced the same challenge 80 years ago. The Great Depression proved the resilience of the American people, especially those who in 1932 and 1933 were emerging from their education on a journey into a world suddenly turned upside down. Your great-grandparents' generation faced hard times with courage and resourcefulness. They prove that success does not always depend on the cards that you are dealt, but on how we play our hand. Today, you are college graduates, educated, qualified, and full of hope and promise, and that, I'm telling you, is not a bad hand to start with. I won't predict what the future holds for you, but offer some modest advice about how to face the future, whatever it may be. First, just because you're leaving school, don't for a second imagine that you finished your education. When you came to UConn, you chose to invest in what we call a liberal education. That means you chose to pursue a course of study that would give you problem-solving skills you'll use throughout your life. You showed the world that you wanted to learn not only how, but why, and not only why, but why not. That kind of thinking will never go out of style. And it's transferable from one endeavor to another, which is especially important these days when the average college graduate will change careers several times in the course of a busy, productive, professional life. My second piece of advice is related to the first. Work hard. There's an old saying, success depends on your backbone, not on your wishbone. Well, I have nothing against wishbones or wishes, and I'm a big believer in big dreams and dreaming big, but working hard is the most satisfying way to turn dreams into reality. And loving what you do every day is the most fundamental measure of success that I know. It's not always going to be easy for you, I can tell you that, but that doesn't mean it can't be as splendid and as rewarding as this day. Next, as you work hard, move through your careers, get into the habit of giving. Winston Churchill once said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." Share the great gifts that you've been given with others. Until you can support your favorite worthy cause with your pocketbook, volunteer your time to it. And remember that the three things we crave most in life, happiness, freedom, and peace of mind, are always attained by giving them to others. And my final piece of advice is this. From this day forward, begin to keep two ongoing life lists. One of them should be entitled, "This is what matters to me." The other should be labeled, "This is how I spend my time." Then make it your ambition to align the first list with the second. Make your time matter in life. And always remember, today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. But tomorrow is what you make of it. Now, there's one thing I like to do at this particular moment, and I think it may be the second most important thing that will happen today. I want to acknowledge all of the people here in this great building, who served as guideposts along the road to this graduation ceremony. First, to all of the mothers in the audience, happy Mother's Day. We love you, moms. As mothers, you've received your share of painted rocks, homemade cards with glitter glue, and bouquets of drooping dandelions, and you've treasured every single one of them. My gift to you this year is a college graduate. I hope they got you something nice, too. To all parents, to all moms and dads, a special congratulations to you. Today and tomorrow, I can tell you, your heart will swell with pride in your child's achievement. And in the days that follow, your wallet will begin to swell with all the money that will no longer go to support their college education. Congratulations, moms and dads, on both counts. Now, will everyone in the room who is a mother or father, a grandparent, a godparent, stepparent, uncle, aunt, a brother, a sister, a spouse, or a partner of someone graduating today, please stand up so we can say thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on. Stand up, Mom. Stand up, Dad. Families, moms and dad especially, thank you so much for trusting us with your precious children. Faculty, staff, thank you for your earnest commitment to the education and growth of these successful young scholars. Graduates, you're my best friends here, and I thank you for sharing these very important years of your life with us, and with me in particular. Today we unite to honor thy name, our fairest white and blue. Thank you. Congratulations.